Are you taking full advantage of the opportunities for growth that these times of crisis provide? We're going to talk about that today on the Peter McClelland Show. We start now.
Live from the Twin Cities, it's the Peter McClelland Show. Peter McClelland, CHFC, is the president of the 401k Latte Company. Peter has helped his financial planning clients for more than 20 years with advice about their money, their families, and their life goals. Find out more online at 401klatte.com. Invest in a conversation now. Here's Peter McClelland.
And welcome to the Peter McClelland Show. This is your host, Peter McClelland. Thank you for listening. Today we're talking about capitalizing on opportunities, and there are opportunities. It is challenging. These times, so to speak, are a challenge. There's no question that things are different, that there's a new normal out there. Business doesn't just fall off a tree like it used to in some cases. I don't know if it ever did exactly, but nevertheless, it does require more thought. It requires more planning. It requires more energy. To some extent, it requires some funding. It requires that we wisely spend our money to minimize future costs. So we're going to talk about that today. We have with us Jill Gibson Blythe, who is with SoftTech.
SoftTech Solutions.
Solutions. And Eric Gibson. No relation, the Gibson name, but Eric.
We're not married or related.
All right.
But we're friends.
There you go. Well, both of you, welcome to the Peter McClelland Show. It's great to have you here today. And you guys have an important event that really speaks to business people, small business people that have to make big decisions at this point. And tell us about that event a little bit.
Well, essentially, when I've been working with a lot of my customers over the last year or two, it's been becoming really obvious that there are weaknesses or challenges in small business where contact management or business process is not as strong as it should be. Financial planning for businesses, again, is not usually addressed. And again, now sales, you really have to work to gain that sale. And
yep.
People are not trained to sell as much as they could. And finally, leveraging networking. And so hopefully this event that's now been created will arm people with effective tools to start addressing those areas to strengthen their companies.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds excellent. And the event, we're going to pepper the whole hour with this, but when's the event coming up?
April 22nd, starting at 1:30.
And that's next Thursday.
Week from tomorrow.
Why did you decide to create the event? What was the thought behind it?
Again, I've just been really seeing personally companies have been struggling, especially with things not, the low-hanging fruit not being available anymore off the proverbial business tree.
Mm-hmm.
Being more effective, smarter, just really going after things in more of an effective manner, and people, I think, need to have more tools to do so.
Right, and you provide that expertise on the database, the
Yeah, my area within the network or the event will be business process engineering and
mm-hmm.
also contact management to
right.
help people with very effective tools to look at those areas.
Because what are they giving up if they aren't focused on that, right? I mean, it's
amazing how much money is left on the table, so to speak, if they aren't addressing certain areas like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's so many processes that could be strengthened within companies.
Okay. So there's several parts. And then, Eric, your part is the financial planning for the businesses.
Indeed. Yep. As a fellow financial advisor, you know that most people aren't adequately trained or informed about what they should be doing on their financial planning, you know, even on a personal level.
Right.
When most of the people that we're talking to on a daily basis, light bulbs are going on above their head the whole time because
mm-hmm.
they've never understood the different things they can do. Now you take that into a business owner situation, it's the same exact thing. And now they not only have to plan for their own financial lives personally, but also there's not a guaranteed income coming in anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing people who have left corporate America and are going into a business on their own. Maybe they didn't leave of their own volition. Doesn't matter. They find themselves in a situation where they have to hit the ground running and get it going and be effective.
Exactly. And we as professionals as a whole, we're very good at what we do.
Yep.
Right? And if you work in corporate America, that's kind of what your job is. You do what you do. There's somebody else that's doing all the numbers. There's somebody else that's doing maybe the marketing and so on, and you just do that one thing. And then all of a sudden you find the ground swept from below your feet and you're on your own. So now you're a quote-unquote consultant. And many times we feel that means we get to do exactly what we did before, except we keep all the margin. So there's no middleman. There's no big company that's paying you a salary and you're making them all the money.
Yep.
But that's actually a bit of a myth, because now you're a business owner. You're not just a consultant. You can't just do what you're excellent at. You've got to either do or figure out who's going to do all the different parts that run that business.
Right. And like the greatest thing about being in business for yourself is you can set your own schedule. The worst thing about being in business for yourself is that you set your own schedule.
Exactly, yeah.
There's some truth there. Now, you two have spoken about the parts you'll focus on. Jill, tell us a little bit about the other folks involved, too.
The one of the gentlemen is actually a Sandler trainer.
Good sales training. Yeah.
He's going to definitely work in arming people with knowledge on how to take the no out of the sales process. Really effective sales tools. And then also we have another person, Bernie Schwab, who is an amazing networker, master networker. So he's going to show you the power of leveraging your relationships with other peers or business owners.
Yeah, I would say this about Bernie. If any business owner out there that wants to network, this guy, he's very humble. I told him, Bernie, you're like the proverbial boat coming back into the bay with loaded with fish and all the seagulls are following. He says, no, it's the garbage truck going out, and they're the garbage thing. And I said, Bernie, it doesn't matter. He just knows everybody and
yes.
connects everybody. And phenomenal payroll service that he
mm-hmm.
represents, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. We use them, and we're very happy with them. And Sandler, I had some experience with them early on, one of the former Sandler people, just phenomenal sales training. Word of caution there, it gets so into your blood. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful you don't use it with your spouse. When I went home, and I would say to Sally, you're telling me that for a reason. She'd say, stop. And she, you know, some other reason, because they want to, you want to draw things out of people to figure out where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody talk and then say, which means? And let them talk. And? And she'd, stop it. So anyway.
Stop trying to sell me.
Stop trying to sell me. You already got the deal.
No more training for you.
We're married. It's good. So anyway, but you're going to have all this. This is a pretty, really dynamic grouping of things that could really have tremendous impact.
And even if the attendees just take away from one of the speakers, it's going to be valuable.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, really, as I think about it, so much of business radio, for example, can be about, stocks are up today or down today, and, something that's way out there. But this is bringing it right down, right here local, right here to where small businesses, live and breathe, and in every aspect. And I think it's a great idea. Great idea. So, yeah, so you people want to get there. Again, tell us the time and the place and logistics.
It's Thursday, April 22nd. It's from 1:30 until 4:30, mm-hmm. and there's going to be networking following that. And the address is 1650 West 82nd Street. That's in Bloomington, and it's in Suite 105. So it's right off of the exit of the 82nd Street exit on 35W, that big South Point Center tower.
Right.
It's on the first floor of that.
Well, I would say this too. I mean, just my gut feeling. Someone might say it's all afternoon. I got to work. Well, reality is, if you don't sharpen the axe, the work's a lot harder. And you guys are all about getting that thing so sharp that you're starting to really make progress. And it's you can keep swinging with the dull axe, but it's a lot harder. And so, I mean, in every aspect of this, I just see really good things.
Yeah, it's taken a little bit of time out of working in your business so that you can work on your business.
Right.
And
right.
And like you said, with sharpening that axe, that extra 5 minutes that you step aside, you're not cutting down any trees at that time.
Yeah.
But you're walking back in a lot more efficient.
You're surveying the bigger trees to take down.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You got to, from time to time in our businesses, we have to peek up and see, all right, where are we? What are we doing? How are we doing this? Love this idea of working on the business. And that's what it's all about. That's what's going to grow it.
Exactly.
Well, and I think that's one of the biggest shortfalls when people first go into business, like Eric was saying, I'm going to do what I used to do in corporate America, but not realize that they're also now wearing multiple hats, and they have to have some input or some extra information on how to attack those other areas that they probably didn't have maybe specialty or understanding before they went into business.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is bliss, but,
It's costly.
It is costly.
It's costly.
It's only bliss for a little while.
Yeah, it's true.
Huge cost. When you don't sharpen that axe, oh boy, you pay for it long term. So this sounds like a really good, really good event. Super.
Yeah, when we have new financial advisors start in the office, I use the metaphor with them that It's kind of like you just opened a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the 10th floor of this office building. Nobody knows that you have a restaurant up here. You don't know how much, how many eggs and how many loaves of bread and how many heads of lettuce you need to order and how much that's going to cost. And, you know, maybe you don't even know how to cook yet. So, you know, there's probably a couple things you're good at, but there's a lot of stuff that's really lacking in your business. And
sure.
What we're trying to do is arm people from start to finish and throughout with the speakers on the rotation next week to really give you some opportunities to identify, you know, what are some pain points in your business processes that you may or may not even know about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then more importantly, arm you with some very tangible tools to walk away from and say, I can implement that tomorrow.
Tell us about just a feel for what kind of tools. Someone's going to say, all right, I'm going to take an afternoon off and really go focus on getting my business to the next level. What kind of takeaways can they expect?
Let's talk maybe on that question. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of easy sales, low-hanging fruit, and follow-through.
Absolutely. Well, the areas that I'll be focusing on is a four-step business process model that even existing business owners could have a major takeaway from, where we go and discuss quickly the four levels and how to implement to look at discovering and finding weaknesses in your business process.
Mm.
But then also one of the processes would be contact management and how to follow up better and stronger with your customers and how not to lose prospective leads that you may not be giving those attention appropriately. How to strengthen
why do you think people tend to overlook things important as a lead? Why would they, you know?
Fear, I think a lot of it is if you go to a networking event and you gather, say, 40 business cards. Now you've got them.
Okay.
It's a little scary now to make that call
right.
And talk with them versus now being armed with an effective process to follow up and actually gain business from those prospects.
And that's where the sales training comes in.
Exactly. And that's just it, is this other speaker with that sales training, that person and I will be coupling contact management approach with sales process and how to really be able to bring those prospects into being actual customers.
Right. And you've helped me over the years with ACT, and I, you know, the old contact system of you know, it, having things in a little drawer, it was great, but it wasn't because I'd forget to put the card in, and, you know, it's just, oh, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think I finally made it into the 90s. Someday I hope to make it into the new millennium. But no, that's just me. It's not about Jill. Jill's wonderful.
So, she would have had you there 15 years ago.
I know. Boy, where would I be now? So you're listening to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570. And this conference, what are you calling it? Workshop.
Workshop. Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is where business really can expand. So I want to encourage anybody that has not met these folks to come, take the afternoon off, focus on growing your business. You're not going to regret it. It's a really good thing. So one more time, the event is next Thursday, the 22nd.
1:30 to 4:30.
And okay. It is free.
It's free.
It is a free event.
If you don't get to this thing, oh, my gosh, it's free. That's unbelievable. So, you know, but, yeah, it's a great thing. So we're going to be back after the break. We're talking to Angus, unfortunately, but even Angus is going to have some wisdom for us. So stay tuned.
Now, back to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570.
And welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show. This is your host, Peter McClellan. Thanks for listening. If you're just joining us, we are privileged today to have with us once again Jill Gibson Blythe and Eric Gibson. And they've been with us as part of the clan and different events, but today they're coming together for a common purpose. Next week there's an event that they're pulling together, the two of them and a couple of other people as well, for small businesses. And I want to strongly recommend, I'm convinced in listening to them talk about the event, everybody that's got a small business I think could benefit. There's maybe going to be parts of it that will be more relevant to others, whereas there'll be other parts that will be more relevant to somebody else. But the main thing is, in hearing them speak about this, it just seems to me that it's just a wise opportunity to sharpen the axe and to take the business to a new level in 2010. That's what it's all about. But you got to pause. You got to look up and say, where am I? What am I doing? So, with that, the event's next week. We were talking at the break, guys, about the how oftentimes in the sales process, if we're not careful, if we're not organized, if we're not doing things efficiently, we wind up creating feast and famine. What do you see as some of the main reasons why we have feast and famine, dysfunction in our business?
Well, a lot of times when you come across new prospects, because we're all very excited to go to networking events and pass business cards, and there's a lot of energy at those events, but I think one of the number one fears is, as far as following up, that is fear.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are actually scared that, okay, now I've got these business cards, now what? And they don't have a strong, effective prospect follow-up process for their company. And a lot of times, we didn't really have to have a strong prospect, that if they said yes on the first go-around after the first contact, it was great. The rest of it kind of fell to the side. Now we have to actually leverage more of those prospects and continue to build that relationship and go deeper with them to ultimately get maybe a longer process of a yes.
So that's where it all works together. There's the sales training, and then there's also the contact management.
And also a business process. So there's three pieces that are going to be very dynamic at the event that are very interlinked. And then as far as you've got your financial planning, then don't spend so much on your process and your marketing. You have to be smarter. So stop working harder and acting smarter is kind of the mantra.
I like that. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's talk a little bit more about that, because that's something that, Jill, that's one of really her specialties, is figuring out how to continually be in front of your prospect. So let's go back to this example. You go to the networking event. It's very exciting. You have some very fantastic conversations. Maybe you click with a couple people, and then you've got, 5 to 10 business cards of people that you had really great conversations with. You get back to the office. You plop them on your desk. You get caught up in an email. It's time to get home for dinner. Next day, you're looking at those cards, and they're getting lower and lower in the pile of stuff that's just kind of, building and building every day. And 2 weeks later, you can't even remember what you talked about with these people.
Right.
So this is a real problem. And so what Jill really will focus on, and this is really, like I mentioned, this is one of her big specialties, is how do you get in front of these people on a regular basis? And I'm not talking about physically now. I'm talking about drip marketing campaigns and just top-of-mind awareness campaigns. It becomes like a courtship. Almost.
Where, very much so.
If you think about your emails, you get a lot of newsletters from different people that you've met with at one time or another.
True.
And, some of these people, if they're doing regular things like blogging and automated marketing systems that don't really feel automated to the end user, it's like you eventually know them.
It's actually a nurturing approach. You're nurturing along the relationship. Absolutely.
And so, maybe you end up having an opportunity to ask for someone's business that you've been dripping on, and they may say yes right away. And what Jill alluded to in the past, earlier in the hour, was that used to be where you got your business. You get the easy yes at the beginning, the low-hanging fruit, and then you're on to the next low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
What these economic times that we're in right now, there's a lot less of that low-hanging fruit. We're all maybe a little bit more frugal. We're a little bit more thoughtful before we spend money on our business or our personal lives. And so it's very important that you start cultivating your own fruit trees instead of just running around grabbing the easy, low-hanging fruit, because that's where the feast and famine kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
I think Angus's phone is ringing.
Angus, I told you to shut that off, would you? Well, I'm leaving. I knew when I'm not welcome. Yeah, get out of here with that silly phone you have.
Angus, don't forget to put $5 in the jar on your way out.
Okay. I'm sorry, lads. That's terrible. I'm going now, though.
All right. There we go.
He's gone. And that silly phone he got is gone. No offense to Verizon. Anyway, so, I was just going to comment on the concept of the fruit. Because it is, I get the sense now, just imagery in my head. In better times, there is more low-hanging fruit, and we don't have to stretch as much. We're in a period right now, there's fruit. Let's get that established right now. I think a lot of people could think, oh, it's just totally dead. There's nothing. No, there is fruit. There is fruit. You have to reach. You have to stretch. You have to put the effort in to get it. It's there. And I think one of the biggest things we can do is be our own worst enemy, to say, no, there's no fruit. There is fruit. There's business out there. There are some businesses that are just absolutely blowing the doors off. And it's in part because that's okay. So anyway, Verizon, you owe us on this one. But anyway, there is. Does that make sense? I mean, I think if we're not careful, we could think, oh, no, there's no fruit. There's fruit. There's fruit. It requires a different strategy. It requires making sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to get and reach it. But it's reachable.
So what you're saying is you have to have stronger, effective business efforts.
Absolutely.
In sales, business process, contact management, and how to be effective investing in your company.
Right. Because it's not going to just fall in your lap.
No, but actually I'll tell you, though, when you start building those deeper, stronger relationships and you're working harder for it, the relationship is actually more valuable, and you actually understand better what your customer wants, because it isn't just a treat them and street them kind of approach.
Right.
It's now you're much deeper into their business process and what ultimately their needs are.
Right.
So you're going to get a better sale.
Absolutely. And you're, to a great degree, when you're talking about nurturing that relationship, getting back to the analogy of a tree, the low-hanging fruit will come back. It won't always be a super stretch as it is in harder times, but you've got to put the work in now to bring that fruit back, and it'll come.
Absolutely. And I think one of the speakers at the Optimize Your Business Efforts in These Economic Times event next Thursday is really going to focus on a way to more effectively cultivate low-hanging fruit, so to speak, and that's in networking in collateral relationships.
Absolutely.
So, you can put out advertising, and you can do a lot of loud marketing, so to speak. Loud marketing also has a bigger impact on your bottom line and your month-by-month expenses.
Now, what does loud marketing mean?
Oh, you're buying advertising, and you're, TV commercials, radio.
Radio, never mind TV, radio. Wash his mouth out with soap.
Billboards.
No, radio.
But what I'm saying is there's a more effective way to complement that kind of marketing, and that's in developing collateral relationships with folks that are in non-competing complementary industries.
Yeah.
So this is where you identify what we call is the golden geese, the golden goose.
Mm-hmm.
So you find people that are in industries that are similar to yours but not competing with yours.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, as financial advisors, we can speak to that probably very easily. So a CPA is somebody that talks to people about their money every day.
Right.
So if you're a financial advisor, you should develop, some very strong CPA relationships, because there can be a lot of collateral business back and forth there. And to the client's experience, then they've got a team of people that are working for them. And now that's just one example in our industry, but whatever industry you're in, think about what other relationships your best clients are going to have and really trust. And the trust is a big factor now, because we've seen so much happen in the last 10 years. People are more and more leery of scams. If it's too good to be true, I don't buy it, that kind of thing. And so if you're getting more and more and more of your clients from referrals, from collateral relationships in this way, your new prospect is walking across a trust bridge that was already built from somebody they already know and trust and have worked with.
Right.
So this is a way to really work a lot smarter and in a way recreate some of that low-hanging fruit, because let's say, if I'm somebody that works very closely with clients in marketing, and I'm a collateral relationship with Jill, if I'm a marketing trainer, Jill is going to be an automatic resource for me, and vice versa, mm-hmm. for my clients. So I say, listen, we've worked on your marketing processes. Now you need a system that's automated so that you can set it and forget it, and your clients will be nurtured without you even putting in the daily, hours that it might seem that you're putting in. You have to talk to Jill. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send her an email and introduce you, and you have to sit down with her over a coffee, because you're just going to be blown away by what she can show you is possible for your business. So it's these kind of relationships that are so key in making it that it's not 100-to-1 anymore in terms of prospects to clients.
Would Joe be able to even show Angus how to make his phone not you know.
She's pretty tech savvy.
I totally could. I could lend a hand there.
She's my personal cell phone consultant.
That's, well, no, but it's, we're joking, but that cell phone is the lifeline, too, with all the contacts and the, yeah, good stuff.
Absolutely.
And we're joking about poor Angus, but because he's gone, but I can do that now because he won't get all upset at me.
But he can walk back in and
I know. I got to be careful. He comes in at any moment. Keep him out there. Anyway, so what were you going to say, Joe? I think I interrupted you.
Oh, no, I was just going to also piggyback on what Eric was saying. Is truly, we are in a time of trust.
Yeah.
That with the scams and people are being much more diligent and more resourceful before making that first step.
Mm.
With any type of purchase or business process change, they're going to do a lot more due diligence.
Yeah.
And so you really have to develop that trust so that you can grow your business. And that's why this event is, I think, very well-rounded, because you're looking at a stronger, more effective sales process, implementation option. You have someone that is extremely fabulous at networking and showing you all the benefits and opportunities there. You've got business process and contact management to help strengthen those relationships. And then you actually have someone that's going to be showing you very effective tools on how to leverage finances to stretch that dollar for your business.
Yeah, no, it makes a great deal of sense. And then you have services like Bernie, payroll.
Right, and then there's residual. There's other things that we can do.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many people get bogged down doing their own payroll?
Yeah.
That probably don't
not
need to be doing
anymore.
That. No, or doing their own bookkeeping. You know, there's so many. You guys know so many people in so many different businesses that are ancillary. That's what I see. It's not just. I don't see it as just four chunks. It's multifaceted. There's tentacles that go off all over the place depending on what people's needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of effective networking. It isn't just about getting the sale. It's about making the business more productive in general. So, good stuff. We're listening to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570, and we're bumping up against the break here. But one more time, Jill, Eric, you guys are putting on a wonderful deal you'll probably do it next year too, for the small businesses in the Twin Cities. Tell us about, again, the logistics.
It's called Optimize Your Business Efforts in These Economic Times. It's held in the South Point Center right off of 82nd Street and 35W. So the address is 1650 West 82nd Street. It's in Bloomington, and it's in Suite 105. We'd love to see you there. It's free to attend, but you're going to pay with your time.
Yeah.
So you can go out to the website of www.softtechsolutionsllc.com, and there's one T in Softtech.
One T. All right. Well, that's great. So, again, if we're 4 months into the year, we just finished a quarter, and if you're thinking, oh, I'm not quite on track to do what I'd hoped to do this year, hey, only one quarter's down. You know, get after it. And this is the type of thing that can absolutely help you take your business to a whole new place. So, that's next Thursday, the 22nd, 1 o'clock, right?
1:30, but 1:30. You can get there at 1. We'll be there.
You'll be there. And you can meet these guys and talk to them. It's a good thing. So, anyway, we'll do that, and we'll be back after the break. So, stay tuned. We're back talking about this event.
The Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570.
And welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570. We are privileged once again to be with Joe Gibson Blythe and Eric Gibson. And you guys are putting on a seminar next week for small businesses. Tell us about it again real quick. Logistics, where's it going to be? When?
The name is Optimize Your Business Efforts in These Economic Times. The workshop is on Thursday, April 22nd from 1:30 till 4:30. It'll be a little networking event following the event.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get more information on
www.softtechsolutionsllc.com and go to the events page, and you'll be able to read more about the event and actually able to register for this free event.
Excellent, excellent. So in summary, you know, we're kind of near the end of the show. Why should the small business owner show up?
Well, as the title implies, you know, these are very interesting economic times.
Yeah, they sure are.
And we're trying to position some opportunities for people to come in and find out within their sales process where are areas that they can improve on, which is going to increase their bottom line, maybe increase their time away from their business, which is often a challenge. Identify areas where they can really improve their efforts so that they're not putting in more work, but rather smarter work, and that the processes support the efforts that they're already putting in. So as a whole, I mean, there's four different segments that are going to be a little bit varied, but tying together within the event. So one of the speakers, again, is going to be talking about sales process and the importance of having a bouncing ball to follow.
Yep.
And we'll talk a lot about, you know, meeting the new client, converting the new client, walking them through the sales process, and then after that, how do you do effective follow-through with that new client. We're going to dive a lot into contact management. Again, that's Jill's area of expertise, but really how do you systematically and almost effortlessly create a situation where you're nurturing your new prospects to a point where when it comes a time for them to make a decision, that they automatically want to choose you, that they really know who you are.
Yep.
Even though maybe you haven't had so much face time with them. She's just excellent at that. She'll be talking about that. We'll be having a segment just about intelligent networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to a networking event and really not meet anybody. And on the other hand, if there's a couple really strong referral partners or collateral relationships that you see at the networking event, all of a sudden they're going to introduce you to everybody they know there, you're going to introduce them to everybody that you know there, and all of a sudden, back to what we talked about before, this trust bridge can be created. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll talk a lot about how to utilize other collateral relationships to make your low-hanging fruit more easy to attain again. And then, you know, we'll also be spending a portion on understanding how a dollar runs through the business. So a dollar shows up, then what happens to it? How much has to go to networking? How much has to go to different business processes? When you earn a dollar, how much do you as an individual get to keep, and how much does the business need?
Yep. Well, unfortunately, we are just about out of time. Guys, it was great having you here again. I appreciate what you're doing, especially what you're doing for small businesses. I think it's great. The event next Thursday, 1:30, Thursday the 22nd, right?
That's correct. Yep.
And the location again is?
The South Point Center, 1650 West 82nd Street in Bloomington.
You've been listening to the Peter McClellan Show. What would you say about it, Angus? Well, I'd say think on. All right, let's think on.